Every day at 5 p.m., the ritual is the same in downtown Abuja. 2,000 people gather near the Unity Fountain, a monument celebrating the Federation of Nigeria States. Even though TV crews disappeared a long time ago, the will remains the same for the Bring Back Our Girls movement. Today, March 8th, it has been 694 days since the Chibok girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram militants in the middle of the night. Waziri Bello tells VOA he still believes they will be free.
I still believe that the Chibok girls are alive and they can be rescued. The federal government of Nigeria has the responsibility to rescue each and every citizen that find himself in this situation. The Chibok girls are people, children of the poor, children that are voiceless in this country, and they need somebody to speak out for them.
Bring Back Our Girls was created to engage Goodluck Jonathan's government to find the girls. Now, the president is Muhammadu Buhari, and authorities say Boko Haram has been degraded significantly. But journalist Eman Usman Shehu has doubts.
The president likes to say that Boko Haram has been technically defeated. I don't buy into that. Yes, Boko Haram has been suppressed in that they don't rampage the way they used to before. But then it is very, we from the history of Boko Haram, we know Boko Haram is always capable of retreating and then coming back in full force.
The fight to free the girls has become broader. It's a woman's issue in Nigeria, according to Bring Back Our Girls spokesperson, Aisha Yusufu.
Fighting for the Chibok girls is fighting for the little girl that I was so many years ago, who was crying out and yearning for help, and no help came. And I just knew I can never give up on them.
In a few weeks, Bring Back Our Girls will mark a sad anniversary. It will be 2 years since the abduction of the Chibok girls. Only 57 have been released. 219 are still missing. From Abuja, Nigeria, Nicola Pino, VOA News.